publish the word. This is today's Biblical Alert. Congress, you heard me right. Congress, our Congress, passing a resolution to print the Bible. Yes. Now, it was 1782. Robert Aiken prints the King James Bible, called by some the Bible of the Revolution, approved and recommended by the Congress of the United States of America. I've got a copy of that Bible. It says on the front, the first American Bible. I love what the psalmist says. The Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those that published it. It's been our privilege as a ministry to help print and publish, to distribute, to be a part of sharing the Word of God. Literally, around the world, tens of thousands of copies we've been able to ship. And what a joy. One of the greatest joys of my ministry has been publishing the Word in sermons and articles and in gospel scripture portions, even whole Bibles we've been able to ship around the world and distribute, even here in the United States of America, publishing the word. Great was the company of those that published the word, the precious word of God. Hey, that's our heritage. That's our Christian history here in the United States of America, our own government involved in publishing the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shineth in darkness. And the darkness comprehended it not. What's going on today? Rejecting the word of God. A bunch of liars are trying to take over this country, destroy the soul of this country, get into the minds and hearts of our young people with evolution, with lies spawned right out of the pit of hell. Let's get involved preaching, teaching, publishing the Word of God, the truth of God that makes men free. God help us today to publish His Word. This is today's Biblical Alert.